First of all, I want to thank the Reverend McMillan for the opportunity to give my testimony here tonight. But most of all, I thank the Lord for all he has done in my life and saved me and kept me through my life. And now I want to read two portions of Scripture. The first one's found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And the second one is from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Amen. As many of you know, my name is Richard McRae. I was born on the 25th of February, 1982, almost 4 weeks early. I was the youngest of four children to Jim and Ruth McRae. I thank God for the upbringing I had and for the blessing of being born into a Christian home where both my parents were saved. When I was born, the nurses on the ward told Mum I had a slight breathing problems, and they sent me to the special baby unit, but they assured her I would be up in the ward again that night for visiting. When Dad came over that evening, I wasn't back up to the ward, and they came down to the unit to see me. The nurses said I now was slightly worse than they had first thought. By Friday, there was not much improvement in my condition, and on Saturday morning, Dad received a phone call to come immediately to Kirkgav. When he arrived, the doctors told him that I had taken a turn for the worse and had stopped breathing. Mum and Dad had to come to terms with the real possibility that I might not survive, but the doctor said that if I did pull through, I would be brain damaged or handicapped. My granny Start was a great believer in prayer, and through her prayers and the prayers of many other godly people, I made a full recovery and was allowed home 12 days later. And I'm sure, as you can all see, I haven't failed much since. The doctors were amazed at how I came through those early days and proved the power of prayer. I think of the verse in James 5 and 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. From a very early age, I have known the Lord's hand in my life. When I was about 14 months old, I fell and bit my lip with my teeth, as many toddlers do, and I had a little blood blister in my lip. Mum and Dad put me to bed that night as usual, but when they came, and in the morning, my cot was covered in blood. Dad immediately ran to the neighbour's house, as she was a nurse, and she sent us straight to Kirkgavin. When we arrived in Kirkgavin, I was given a blood transfusion and later was diagnosed with having haemophilia, a blood disorder. There's no trace of haemophilia in our family history, so it took a bit of getting used to having a child with a bleeding disorder. Mum and Dad and my three sisters did all their very best to try and protect me from getting bruised or cut as a child, and I'm sure at times it was hard for them when they felt I was getting special treatment because of the haemophilia. But even with the best efforts, I still managed to get a few cuts and bruises. Mum and Dad received many calls from school, and I had to be rushed to Kirkgavin or in later years to the Children's Hospital in Belfast to receive factor 8 to stop the bleeding and to have the blood clot. During a stay in Belfast Children's Hospital, on one of these occasions, I received contaminated blood products while receiving factor 8, which left me with the hepatitis C virus. I am very thankful to God that this virus has been dormant in my body and hasn't affected my health in any way so far. I can remember coming home on Tuesday night meeting here in the church and the Lord speaking to me about my need of salvation. And that night, in childlike faith, I asked the Lord into my heart, and he saved me that night. I'm not sure of the exact date or what was spoken on that night, but But I know that I accepted Christ as my Savior, and I tried to live for him as best as I could. I continued through primary school and then into high school. I couldn't wait to get finished school, to get out to work on my uncle's farm. It was all I wanted to do when I left school. It came to the time in my life when I started running the roads, as your parents would say. And sadly, I fell away from the Lord at this time. I stopped reading my Bible and praying, and I knew that I wasn't living my life pleasing to God. I thank the Lord for my sister, Carney, who at that time brought me to different youth meetings and after-church youth rallies. It was at one of these youth rallies in Auchnacloy that I met a young lady called Karen Graham. I thank the Lord for bringing Karen into my life, for she was such a great godly influence on me at that time. I came back to the Lord at a youth mission held up in Ardmore Playing Fields. It was at the Friday night meeting when the speaker, Mr. Mark Telford, was speaking on the verse from Proverbs 29, verse 1. He that being often reproved hard on his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and not without remedy. I came home that night and was greatly troubled about where I was with the Lord at that time. Karen came down that evening to go to the mission with me, and I told her how I was feeling on that night. She led me back to the Lord. I remember going to bed that night with a great peace in my heart. I would urge anyone here tonight that has maybe heard the gospel many times and has rejected the Lord every time to not reject him anymore, as that verse from Proverbs says, you might be suddenly cast into hell for all eternity. Karen and I got engaged later and got married on New Year's Eve 2007 and moved out to the farm in the Killaloe area. After we got married, Karen started helping out in the children's work in Killaloe, and soon after I joined her. I have a great love for the kids out in Killaloe. I would ask you to pray for the work, especially for the Bible Club that starts tomorrow night, that many boys and girls will be won for the Lord, and that we would see a move of God in the Killaloe area. The Lord has blessed us with three lovely children, Joshua, Lydia, and little Nathan. I know many of you are aware of the journey Nathan has been on in his short life thus far. Nathan was born on Wednesday, 23rd of March 2016, at 1 a.m. in the morning. I returned home to see Josh and Lydia quite early that Wednesday morning, as we had been in Craigavon from Sunday evening, and Karen's mum had called in to see her on the news little arrival. Just a few hours later, Karen rang to say to come back over to the hospital, as the doctor had been down and there seemed to be a problem with Nathan. At that point, I felt in some way of how my own mum and dad had felt when I was born. When I got to Craigavon, another doctor had arrived and they explained to us in more detail of the two bones in Nathan's head had fused together before birth, and this would result in him needing some surgery in the early years of his life. Over the next few months, Nathan had to have different scans carried out, and on the 2nd of June, it was confirmed to us that he would have to have craniofacial surgery in Liverpool. Our daily reading that night was taken from Hebrews 4 and 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. At the prayer meeting a few weeks later, Reverend McMillan spoke on a verse which gave us real encouragement, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 and 4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Over the next weeks and months, we had many different appointments, and I could stand here all night, obviously, which I don't want to, but there have been so many times already that we have been given a verse, or just at the time we needed it, and when we just needed a wee bit of encouragement. On Tuesday, the 5th of December, we had our first appointment in Alderhay, Liverpool, with the doctor to discuss the plan for surgery. And our daily reading that evening was from 1 Peter 1, verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honour and glory. Moving forward to March of this year, Nathan had his first part of his surgery over in Alderhay Children's Hospital in Liverpool. I had to leave for Liverpool very early on the Sunday morning, the 26th of March, and just a few hours before we left, the Lord gave me a verse to take with us, which was really encouraging as we left. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. On the Monday morning, Nathan was taken down to the theatre at 9 o'clock for a surgery, and as a parent, it probably has been the most difficult thing I've had to do, but with the Lord gave me help and strength to do that, and he made a great recovery. Within a few days, he was back up in the ward, keeping the nurses in great tune. We certainly knew the Lord's help through our time in Liverpool, and I know many of the congregation here tonight remembered us in prayer and sent messages to us throughout our time there. And both Karen and I want you to know that it's very much appreciated, and it was a comfort to know that so many at home were keeping little Nathan in their prayers as he was going through his surgery and recovery. We want to especially thank the Reverend McMillan, who has already been a huge encouragement to us both over the past year and for making the journey over to see us in Liverpool, which really meant a lot to us. There was a family beside us in the high dependency unit from Limavady, and their little boy was having brain surgery on the same day as Nathan. And when Rev McMillan left, they came over and commented on how nice it was our minister had taken the time to come over to Liverpool to visit us as a real encouragement to us after a few difficult days. Over the past year, we have known the Lord's help in a great way, and he has really answered prayer for Nathan. We would really appreciate you keeping Nathan in your prayers, that the Lord will keep his hand on him through the rest of his surgery. God willing, at the end of July, we hope to go back over to Alderhay to have his distractors removed, and at the end of the year, the surgeons hope to have him over to do the last part of his surgery. So the journey is not quite over yet, but I think I'll let my wife tell you about the rest of the story. As I finish my testimony, I hope that in some way this has been an encouragement to us, to those facing difficult and trying situations, to keep trusting and praying and hold on to the promise in Psalm 18, as for God, his way is perfect. To anyone here tonight who has not accepted Christ as their Saviour, I just pray that you would even tonight think about your own soul and consider where you will spend eternity. Thank you.